all the swing states, you. If you got a disaster going through, don't ask me. You got a hurricane going through? Well, you better deal with that. Find that money to rebuild your house.
And the U.S. Air Force recruiting says they're going to review this matter. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. We have elevated it for review. So this guy could lose his job.
I want to know why you're voting for Trump. That's the only reason I want to know. And I said, because you're brown skin.
I said, don't touch me. And then, not even a second, she just popped me right in my chin.
Here's how the woman arrested, who hasn't been charged, described it to police.
Liberals on social media are continuing to melt down and be outraged online, but they're being so outrageous that they're actually getting backlash for that outrage and the threats and the things they're saying. And it's great to see that instant karma come back on them, as it should. I know I don't have the Trump shirt on today. It actually got taken away from me. Brutus over here wanted to rep Trump more than me, so I let him. I'm a giving stuffed animal owner. If you guys enjoy the videos, consider subscribing. And if you're already subscribed, thank you so much. I just reached 100,000 subscribers almost 3 years exactly after my first video, and that is amazing. Thank you so much. Let's go.
Do it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Fuck that TV and fuck that asshole. Do it. I'll buy it.
Good luck watching CNN now, honey. Good luck. Next, we have a guy working for the U.S. Air Force saying that he does not care about people who are affected by natural disasters or mass shootings if they live in a state that voted for Trump. And he's going to face some consequences from the U.S. Air Force real quick. We'll see.
I feel like it's going to be more embarrassments over the next 4 years, and y'all are going to get what's fucking coming. Don't fucking ask me for shit or expect me to do shit for your state or if you're suffering. So Florida and Texas, all the swing states, fuck you. If you got a disaster going through, don't ask me. Genuinely, don't ask me. Don't ask me. You got a hurricane going through? Well, fuck. You better deal with that shit, bitch. Find that fucking money to rebuild your house. Or, yeah. Natural disaster. Gun laws. School shootings. Like, please don't ask me. I don't care anymore. I can't.
And the U.S. Air Force recruiting says they're going to review this matter. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. We have elevated it for review. So this guy could lose his job, lose his career, lose his contract, get super demoted, all because he allowed himself to get manipulated by the liberal media agenda, the Democrat agenda, which is all based on lies, and to have this accumulation moment, a climax moment where Trump gets elected and now he's willing to spew this online and possibly lose his job. Yes, he deserves what's coming to him, but it is sad the way that the liberal media, the Democrats, have been able to manipulate people, and now, because they manipulate him so much, bring destruction in their lives. Michael Cohen, Mr. Turn on Trump man, who just bashes Trump all the time and said he would leave the country if Trump got elected. He's already preparing his exit plan. Got trolled on a live stream where people were pressing him on his promise he made.
No problem. Wow. Genius you are. Can we stop with that? I appreciate it. I don't like the stupid turkeys. All right. Let's just knock that stupid shit off, please.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
I did. I said I was leaving. And then the following day, get that through your dumb heads. The following day, I turned around and I said that there's no chance in the world that I'm leaving my country. Thank you very much. All right? I'm not leaving anyway. You leave. This is my country. And I have every right, every single right, within which to turn around, which we stop so we can...
The audience keeps adding that filter.
2 seconds, I'm going to end up blocking this idiot.
So why'd you say it then, Michael? Why on CNN did you say, oh, I'm going to leave the country, I have an exit plan? Was it just a whole game to strike up this fear and hatred towards Trump when you didn't even mean it, man? Because America is an amazing country. You ain't going nowhere. Now we have a Santa Barbara bakery cafe that does not want your business if you voted for Trump. So make sure you do not support them. They posted this. Let them eat dicks. Okay, I looked at some of your comments and I guess I need to be more explicit. If you voted for a convicted rapist, a known rapist, who led an insurrection, wants to take away the rights of women, LGBTQ+, and other marginalized communities, then Crush Cakes is not for you. I hope that clears things up. This is where they are in Santa Barbara. Surprising they're in California with this attitude. They said, someone needs to order a Trump inauguration cake from this place and then sue them when they refuse to make it. That was a big thing that happened with conservative bakers that didn't want to make wedding cakes for gay couples. And people are already posting requests. Who will we contact? Trump won, you dirty cunt. Trump is your daddy at Gmail. Type of event. Internet camp opening for retarded liberals. Will you make sure cake doesn't smell like cat piss and liberal tears for your childish nonsense of refusing to serve Trump supporters? You gotta order a cake like this and they won't do it.
I'm fucking feral today. Feral! If you see me keep walking, do not make eye contact. Do not square up at me. Don't act like you know me. Like, I wanna eat. Like, maybe they voted for Kamala, but like, I wanna eat them right now. Like, I wanna take a bite out of those glutes. In a bad way.
Oh my God. I have to play the beginning again.
I'm fucking feral today.
Here we go. Oh my God. Look at this. Oh my God. The last thing a plant-based sausage sees before it's over. Another educator who's not educated. Professor David Cardin of BYU posted this message on his office door to Trump supporters. If you supported Trump in the recent election, then this scripture is for you. From the Book of Mormon, because he's in BYU. Now it is not common that the voice of the people desireth anything contrary to that which is right. But it is common for the lesser part of the people to desire that which is not right. Therefore this shall ye observe and make it your law, to do your business by the voice of the people. And if the time comes that the voice of the people doth choose iniquity, then is the time that the judgments of God will come upon you. Yea, then is the time he will visit you with great destruction, even as he has hitherto visited this land. By almost all objective standards, Donald Trump is an evil man. Now that you've made your choice, you should expect this prophecy to be fulfilled. This guy is an educator, professor at BYU. We'll see what happens to his job, like the other ones.
I say we pass a law that requires anyone who voted for that orange piece of shit to wear their Trump hat 24/7.
Doesn't sound that bad to me. I'd be happy to do it. And those of us MAGA supporters with that higher hairline, y'all know what I'm talking about. They might want to wear the MAGA hat all the time anyway.
Because conservatives are dangerous.
Oh, so dangerous.
For anyone who isn't white, Christian, or male. Completely dangerous. Mm. Like dynamite waiting to go off in your hand. So I think we should all get a public service warning. Don't you?
And the irony again, whatever they accuse you of is what they are. We're not the most dangerous thing or people or race out there. You know who is? A white Karen lady. You ever seen one of those ladies explode on a manager? Oh my God. They'll go up to an anaconda and grab it by its neck and be like, get off my property. Nah, they got us beat, man. Again, a white Karen lady got a little too aggressive, and now she's dealing with police problems. And here's the body cam footage from the police dealing with her.
I want to know why you're voting for Trump. That's the only reason I want to know. That's the only thing. And
And I said, because you're brown skin.
Gina Powell says she was on the receiving end of that. She told me she'd never seen the 82-year-old until she was in her face.
Just shocked that just the presence of me, and she made it very clear it was my skin color.
Gina was with her friend Mary Jennings doing this, supporting Donald Trump, waving flags and signs, when she said the woman confronted her over her political beliefs and race.
And then that's when she shoved me, pushed me back, and I said, don't touch me. And then, not even a second, she just popped me right in my chin.
Here's how the woman arrested, who hasn't been charged, described it to police.
It was to push her away, and I put my hand to her chin.
And that's when Mary stepped in.
And she punched me, but she connected, and, you know, it slammed my jaw shut.
Both women are physically okay, but it's been an emotional toll.
Well, I haven't, yeah. Wow, to start. I haven't been able to work yet. I'm still kind of in shock.
Edmonds police say they have established probable cause for a hate crime arrest, and that the suspect continued to show no remorse for the incident.
I'm sure it's hard to get over, but these people are so irritated and deranged and filled with so many of the BS lies that we've already gone through and you guys have seen in other videos, that it's so deeply conditioned that these emotional responses can happen.
So, now that the orange turd has won, we should now rename America hell, because it is going to be hell on earth once they strip everyone's rights away that isn't a straight white cis man. So buckle up. Hope you freaking Republicans are happy. I'm out of here.
If he's leaving the U.S., at least it's a good thing for him, because dental care is much cheaper in other countries. Okay, that's mean. I know. We all have issues. Some people have issues. Okay, that was mean. But come on, that was good. That was good. There's a TikToker who wants to become a hospice nurse just so she can abuse elderly Trump supporters. When can I become a hospice nurse so I can do elderly abuse towards Trump voters? Will anybody be mad? So much for the tolerant and loving left. Bro, I never claimed to be tolerant. You're freaks. You better hide your grandpa, because I'm coming for him. Well, everyone can find who this is and expose who she is. And good luck publicly being able to get some big jobs when you want to say stuff like this. We have executive director of Progress Libs posting an image depicting an assassination of Elon Musk. Posting this blatantly, and she's one of the leaders of the progressive liberal movements right here. These people are getting attention by the FBI, by the Secret Service, especially when they talk about Trump. And this is why Elon Musk has had to beef up his security even more. Because people are so deranged, emotionally manipulated, and in a fury, literally over the country being better.
And I'm gonna put it to you like this. If I see you with a white man, it's up. I don't care. I don't want to hear that spicy white shit no more. This shit is not a joke no more. I don't care what the fuck Shira Savin said. Oh my God. You know what? Get with a man of your race. Get with an old white man. Bitch, I wish you would. Go ahead and do it. Do it. I want to see. Bitch, you going to get that treatment, bitch. I'm going to give you that look. Just how I get a black man with a white girl in his arm. Bitch, you got a white. Oh, you got a white man. Hold it. Bitch, it's up for you. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm back on my racism shit. I'm back on it. Oh my God. It's 2020 all over again. I just, like, the racism just came off of me. Now it's back on, bitch. I'm locked in. Bitch, I'm not playing with y'all. Y'all my sisters and all that, but all that mixed shit, I'm not doing it. I don't give a fuck. Hispanics too, bitch. I don't want to see no black skin babies. I don't give a fuck about her hair. I do not give a fuck about your kids' hair. I don't care. I do not care, bitch. It's blacks only, bitch, from now on. Don't play. Do not play. Do not play. And it's specific blacks. I'm actually angry. Oh my God. Calm down, Najee. Calm down. I'm actually angry, bitch. I promise you I'm on your ass. I'm on your ass if I see you with a white man, bitch. You bitches is not off the hook no more.
You ever notice in a fight situation, it's always the ones that talk the biggest game that actually don't have a clue of what they're doing. And the people that actually know how to fight and are really about business, they don't say a word. So like Miss Extra over here, you know she really wouldn't do anything in a situation except like flail her arms. Here's a lady who might have come illegally to the country and is now freaking out because Trump ain't playing about these deportations.
6 years. It took us 6 fucking years to get a citizenship. I know people. I know some people need more time. I know some people don't ever get their citizenship. But we worked so hard for it. She worked so hard for it. I was just a kid. We came here because she wanted a better life for us. She wanted a better education for us. She wanted us to have a better future. And now this is all gonna be taken away because of him. Because of that stupid. Stop it! Oh my god! Stupid fucking felon! He's a felon! He's a felon! He's a felon! I don't want him here anymore. I can't! I'm not coming back! I'm never coming back here until he leaves the house! He's ruining my life, her life, and the lives of every single immigrant in this country!
This is one of the negatives of social media. It's created such an attention-seeking culture that if your family and you came here illegally, why would you share about that on the internet? So that you could then have proofs outside for the government to be able to find you and deport you. Why would you do that? But social media has given this avenue for people to just share and share. It's so, so stupid. But this guy does it the right way.
Donald Trump won, and I am very, very afraid that he might deport my mother-in-law. She entered illegally to the country, and she lives in Street 4, number 47, apartment D, in New York. I am very, very concerned. That's right behind the green apartment. Yeah. I hope nothing bad happened to her. The gate is always open. You don't have any dogs either. Street 4, number 47, apartment B. You should get the border, how my life would be. Why? Street 4, number 47, apartment B.
Typical Elliot is the username. It. Get rid of that mother-in-law, baby. She must be a nightmare to deal with. It's Sean Daniel here. If you guys enjoyed the video, consider subscribing or watching another video right here, and I'll see you in the next one.